Good morning and welcome. My name is Brian Evoy. I'm chair of the Board of Trustees for the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic District School Board, and it's my pleasure this morning to be here with you and as your MC for the event of our opening, of our official opening of our St. Joseph Catholic School in Belleville. It seems appropriate that we're here today celebrating this opening, but also celebrating St. Joseph. And in a month's time, we'll be celebrating his feast day on March 19th. So it seems rather appropriate. At this time, I'd like to welcome our Director of Education, Mr. David DeSantis, to say a few words.
Thank you, Chair Evoy. Welcome once again to St. Joseph Catholic School's official opening ceremonies. Welcome to the members of the Board of Trustees, Superintendents of Education, Plant and Planning staff, Principal Jill Gardner and Vice Principal Dustin Guerin and staff, and of course, St. Joe's Catholic School students. Special welcome to Mayor Ellis, Councillor Kelly, and the media. Also, thank you very much to Father Rod and Father Tim for joining us this morning. Your presence in our Catholic schools is very valued and appreciated. Thank you to Colburn and Kimball Architect Team, Emmons and Mitchell Construction Limited and Fielding International for their educational design and consulting services. It is a joy and blessing to gather here today as we mark the beginning of a new chapter for our Catholic community in the opening of renovated St. Joseph Catholic Elementary School. This is a sacred moment, a time to acknowledge God's grace and to dedicate this space to the formation of hearts, minds, and souls. As we bless this school, we are reminded of the words of Psalm 127:1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain." This school is not just a building, it's a place where faith and learning will grow together, where the love of Christ will guide every lesson and every interaction. St. Joseph Catholic Elementary School will be a home where children encounter the beauty of God's creation, discover their God-given gifts, and learn to live as disciples of Jesus. As we embark on this journey, we entrust this community to care of our Blessed Mother, who teaches us to say yes to God with courage and trust. May the light of Christ shine in every corner of this school, and may it be a beacon of hope, love, and justice in our community. Let us pray for all the students, staff, and families who will be part of this sacred mission as we continue to build faith-filled learning communities where each member is loved, inspired, and successful. Thank you, and may God bless the school abundantly.
Thank you, Director. At this time, I'd like to call upon Megan for the land acknowledgement.
The Algonquin and Lakeshore Catholic District School Board is situated on the traditional and ancestral territories of the Anishinaabe and the Haudenosaunee. We acknowledge their enduring presence on the sacred land, as well as the presence of the Métis, Inuit, and other First Nations from across Turtle Island. We honor their cultures and celebrate their commitment to this land.
Thank you, Megan. Call upon Father Rod McNeil for the prayer and blessing of our school.
Father in heaven, source of holiness, it is right and just that we praise and glorify your name. For today we come before you to dedicate to your lasting service this house of study, this school, in which our young people will be nourished by your sacred word and truth. In your kindness, hear our prayers and pour out your blessing upon us as we dedicate this school building to the glory of your name, under the protection and patronage of St. Joseph. Grant that it may be a center where students and staff may be imbued with the words of truth and the zeal to search for wisdom that guides our Christian life. May all who enter here strive wholeheartedly to stand by Christ as our teacher, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Father. And we have greetings from the mayor of Belleville, Mayor Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. I got lucky. I was sick last week and it snowed out, so I was able to come today, which is just great. I live in the East Hill here and I've walked by this school so many times and it was well worth the wait. It is just beautiful. Councillor Kelly's there and saying yes too, but buildings like this build our community, and schools, this bright school is going to be great. I went to a secondary school that had no windows, and you look at this with all the bright lights shining on all the students, it's going to be a great place to live. Well, you almost live at school, right? So, but the kids will never want to go home, and I'm thinking about going back to grade 7 or 8 here, so that would be great. But on behalf of City Council and Councillor Kelly here today, we have a certificate celebrating your grand reopening. So I'll present this to you, and thank you. I had a half-hour speech, but I cut it down to 2 minutes, so we'll get a picture. Councillor Kelly, did you want to get up and remember for you? Sean used to be on the board.
That's right.
Yeah, board, and I'm trying to get rid of him off council and give him back to you guys. So. Okay.
I have a presentation from the architect, Colburn and Kimball Architects. I call upon them and Principal Gardner for the presentation.
So hi, I'm Todd Colburn, principal of Colburn and Kimball Architects, and the project architect for this project. We've been working on this project for about 6.5 years, and it's great to see it come to fruition. And light was certainly one of our primary drivers during the design process. We also wanted to make sure we blended it into the neighborhood. That's why the facade has that small-scale residential rhythm going down the street. And we've done a few of these schools now for Algonquin, and everyone is just a delight to see it come to fruition. And thank you to Emmons and Mitchell for the great construction job, and that was awesome. Early on, we had 21st century visioning sessions with F&I, an American consultant that came in to work with the board and us, and the students and the community as well, to try to envision what the new school should have. And as part of those early visioning sessions, I was inspired by a poster of the school, and I wanted to try to incorporate that into the new school. So that window in the reception area right next to the entrance is the intended location for this. And so we would like to present this panel to the principal. And Bob's told us he'll install it for free.
Oh, don't go away, Principal Gardner. You are going to do the closing remarks.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jill Gardner, and it's both an honor and a privilege to stand before you today as the principal of St. Joseph Catholic School. To provide closing remarks. Thank you to our honorable and distinguished guests who have joined us today, including our board senior team, trustees, government officials, and priests. Your presence today makes this occasion even more meaningful, and we're deeply grateful for your support. Today is a special day marking the official opening of our new school, a place where we will learn, grow, and build a community grounded in faith. This school is not just a building, it's a space with purpose to meet the needs of 21st century learners. The flexible, innovative design will enable our students, with the support of educators, to collaborate, create, and explore in ways that foster curiosity and critical thinking. The building is beautiful and thoroughly designed, as you can see, and the students and staff who fill it truly bring it to life. And shaping it into a vibrant Catholic learning community is our goal, united by a shared mission. Together, we will work towards revitalizing the vision and values that are the foundation of our board's work. Our mission is to build faith-filled learning communities where each member is loved, inspired, and set on a path to success. Our vision imagines a world where all are empowered to reach their full potential through faith and service. These guiding principles shape every decision, every interaction, and every experience in this building every single day. What does it mean to be successful and empowered in this environment? Well, it means going beyond simply gaining knowledge. Our students are learning this every single day. It means nurturing each student and their unique potential, recognizing them as children of God, and creating conditions where they feel loved, inspired, and successful. Through the flexible learning spaces in this school, students are encouraged to think deeply, engage with the world, and work together to solve real-world problems. At St. Joseph Catholic School, our Catholic faith and values are at the heart of all we do. We strive to foster an environment of equity, inclusion, and well-being, and responsibility. Thank you to everyone who has contributed to making this day possible. This school is not just a school. It's a very sacred and special place that we all feel honored to come to each and every day. Thank you.